Here's some more about being with people. First of all, there is something that seems to be happening generally on the planet. There is a waking up. More things are being exposed and being looked at. Not a lot happening about it, but there's more exposure. There's more revealing happening. And in that, some people are changing quite radically. And the change is being more aware, being more present, and being more sensitive. Now, as you are more present with people, your presence starts to see how present they are not. You start to recognize, oh, this person isn't really with me. This person is telling a story. They're not actually connected to me, telling me this story. So you start to see more clearly where people are not. And then you find it difficult to connect with them because in a way, you see, they're not there. They're not really there. It's like a recording machine, really, which most of us are most of the time. And so you start to feel a gap. And then you get a bit shaky. Well, what's going to happen? This is my best friend. Or it might be my only friend, and I'm not connecting with them anymore. It's as though they're in a different reality to me. Now listen. As you're listening to this, it means you are in a different reality to most people. Most people are not about being more present, about being more aware, about being more conscious. Looking at, who am I? Where did I come from? What am I doing here? Where am I going? For these really are the essentials. This is what life is about, being here. It's about what's about being here. And most people are not into that. They're into the superficial, chattering about the superficial. So you start to feel a gap. And then you get tempted to compromise. And I would say bring yourself down to their level of what they're calling consciousness. My suggestion is don't do it. Don't do it. Here's something else. You have been told over and over and over countless times about what is and what isn't, what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad, what's possible and not possible. And it's been drummed into your brain and now you're hardwired with it. So wherever you look, you are looking at your conditioning, what other unconscious people have told you about consciousness. You are not seeing reality. You are not experiencing reality. So what to do? Well, you, in a way, one step is to start to reprogram yourself. So, you were born with certain things in your genes. You were given conditioning by your parents and your teachers and your priests and your government. You were given all these things at a very vulnerable and receptive age. So that's become your matrix. It's become the place to which you refer. Now what I'm suggesting is take a look at something else. Start to listen and read to people who are in a different state of consciousness. Somebody was just telling me how impressed they are with the book Conversations with God. And listen to Eckhart Tolle and many other people I have talked about. Read them. Listen. And listen, not once, but over and over, because you've been told lies over and over and over. So you need to keep listening. And this is what happens. As it is, you get little ahas inside. Oh, right. I've heard that before and I didn't realize what it meant. Just got it. Now it's yours. You've just displaced some old conditioning and put in something else. You see, we still have a few wise people on the planet. Wise people. People are in touch with other levels of reality. and they find it difficult to share because we've only got old program words to use. But they do their best, and you keep listening, you'll suddenly start to feel something. Something starts to happen inside. You can still be with people, but don't take them seriously. And by that, I don't mean don't care. Because what you'll find is, the more awake you become, the more conscious you become, the person may be sitting in front of you, chattering away, not present, but you're not with that part of them. You can sense the other part of them that's the same as the other part of you, and you'll feel deeply caring, deeply connected with this person. And while they're chattering away, you're not involved in the chatter. You can feel this depth, which we will call love. But it's more than that. It's more than love, the way we see the word. You'll feel connected. And every now and again, you might find there's a little gap where you can just pop something in. You can just say something to possibly help them see another level, to be a little more conscious, a little more present. I'll just say this again. As you wake up, the first thing is you feel irritated, upset, and then a bit worried that you're not connecting with people anymore. Stay with it. Keep reading, keep looking, keep meditating. And then you'll start to feel the depth that's in you, you'll connect with the depth that's with them. And then you'll feel what we can only call the oneness. And then you will never feel lonely. You'll feel sometimes alone, as in not being with people. In fact, you'll feel alone when you're with people. You can go to a party and feel alone, because they're all chattering and probably drunk. And you'll feel the other part in them. You will always care. You will always be there for people. So as you drop deeper into yourself, after the little shakiness, you'll start to feel it in others. And keep remembering, keep it light, keep it playful. It's not serious, because you're not going to learn anything. It's already there in you. All you're doing is remembering, waking up. Happy waking up.